Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome back to another Breakdown bonus episode. I haven't recorded a new one of these in a while because I'm kind of going through a lot, transitioning into a new job. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you saw my on-air relationship with ex-coworker Justin, and then I moved to Atlanta, and I had a whole other gaggle of coworkers that I now have a podcast with called Personality Hires, and now they're my ex-coworkers. And so my current coworker is who I'm introducing you to today. Everyone, please welcome to the Breakup Breakdown podcast, Scotty.
No last name?
No, you're just Scotty.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm excited to be here.
You're Scotty. Scotty's who I do mornings with on Magic 94.9 in Tampa.
How fun. I have no idea what I just stepped up and volunteered myself for, but I'm very excited
Welcome
for
to my podcast. This is my show now. Beep, beep.
Good. All right. Take over.
So essentially on these breakdown bonus episodes, they dive deeper into the main episode that I put out every week. And so last week we had a main episode all about a workplace situation. And so what a better time to introduce the people to my new coworker, Scotty, than a workplace romance question mark that went wrong.
Ooh.
So I'm going to give you the hot goss and then I want to hear your take on it and we'll have a little chit chat about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on one second. The donut that we just got in the break room is coming back up. Okay. Give me a second. So anyway, very salacious hot goss from last week. So this is gossip from a friend of a friend. She posted on TikTok that one of her close friends started seeing her boss. Boss, super successful, bit of an older man, but still like a total fox. Very wealthy, very well off, flying her out to Miami, New York, Paris, all of the places. And it's going pretty well. They see each other on the DL for about 6 months. And then all of a sudden, she gets called in for an HR meeting.
Ooh.
She gets called into the HR meeting where they want to have a performance review with her. And they basically say, you know, you're doing your job so well, but not well enough. And we're going to put you on a performance plan review for 30 days. And she's like, oh my God, where is this coming from? Why is my boss, whom I am allegedly sleeping with, calling me in for a performance plan? So she leaves the meeting. She calls her friend. So it'd be like me and you going to grab brunch afterwards and be like, let's debrief what just happened.
Yeah.
So they go out to brunch and the girl who's seen the boss is telling the friend what happened. And she's like, listen, I just got called into this performance review and it's super weird. I have to confess to you that it's weird because I've been sleeping with the boss. And her friend goes, well, okay, hang on. I need to process that. She goes, I know, it's a lot. And she goes, no, no, you don't understand. I'm sleeping with the boss.
Oh my God.
And so long story short, they end up finding a gaggle of other women in the office who've had this experience with this guy. And apparently the HR lady was also seen crying in the bathroom after that meeting. So they're like, is the HR lady his girlfriend? And they've been seeing each other. And it's this whole thing where now he's had sex with everybody in the office and he fires them when he's done with them. What's happening here? So they're currently deciding whether they want to take any kind of action or if they're just going to ghost him and then figure out what to do from there.
You get this man fired. if it was one relationship, okay, then it's just a mishap. And then he's just kind of a douche. But if you do it to everybody, then you all use the power collectively to take the power back, a.k.a. get this man out that boss chair. He shouldn't still have control over y'all.
See, I love that because that's the Disney Channel original movie version of what should happen. And I know real life. And I know if they go up against this guy, they're going to end up losing. And I hate that. Like, I hate that that's the direction my mind took because I thought there's literally no way if they do anything, anything's going to happen except for maybe, and this is what I would advocate for, hush money.
Oh.
Because it's not just one woman, it's multiple women. And I can't imagine anything worse for your career than finding out that you've hired a bunch of women and every single time they get into that position or that role, it becomes romantic.
I like the idea of them all coming together and putting this man on blast socially. There should be consequences for him. And it shouldn't just come financially, because if this man has all this money to be able to have all these different women and treat them with all the luxuries in life, money's not going to be the thing that hurts. Mm-hmm. But something that hurts a man like this is his ego.
Oh.
And how do you hit somebody in the ego? You squash them publicly and you make sure that the world understands who they truly are. Give them a little piece of the lens that you now get to see them through. You do that, you've now permanently pierce this man's quote-unquote power suit.
So you go on TikTok.
Yeah.
And you say, blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh. Well, it's either that or you could, I mean, respectfully, maybe you talk to him, maybe you tell him. And then if he doesn't do anything, you could either, you either step down, you leave your position. I mean, if I'm on the, if you get me on a performance review and I'm already getting in trouble, my job's already on the line, girl, you ain't got nothing to lose. So leave it all out on the table. Go ahead and go have a conversation with them. Either say, you know, either this goes public or you take me off this damn review. I'll take a raise as well. And then we'll just go ahead and forget it since you're a douche.
This episode is coming at the perfect time because since I just started at this new company here with you, I had to take the workplace harassment training yesterday.
Yeah.
Which is so funny because it took me probably an hour, hour and a half. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, dude, I'm simply just not going to sexually harass anybody or put them in a position to where their job, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have that kind of power. Like, give it to the big dudes up top and then leave me alone. Because I just sit in here with Scotty and then I may, actually, maybe I am the ones that.
You know, I'm glad you had that
actually,
training.
Actually, you know what? Let me go back because I was joking with Scotty. When we were doing this radiothon for Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital here in St. Petersburg, and we were raising money for these kids in need, and we got so loopy after 16 hours of broadcasting that I just decided to start making sex jokes about his dad. So you know
Maybe. I think that training came at the perfect time.
Do we need to have a discussion? Am I crossing a line with you and Steve?
Are you about to get a call from HR from us?
It was just so funny because the multiple choice questions for this training would be like, what should you do? Date your coworker, but respectfully and with their consent.
Smack their ass in the break room.
And then the end, it's like, what should you grab them right by the crotch? And it's like, nope, that's the wrong one. You don't choose that. To where I'm like, this is so obvious that I'm like, the people, nobody needs this training because I'm not convinced it's doing anything unless you're literally elementary in the sense that you don't know how to treat people, because the people that are going to sexually harass people are just going to ignore the advice anyway. Yeah. And then there's people like me who are now forced to sit to this 2-hour stupid presentation going, I know, I'm not going to grab anybody's ass in the break room, okay?
But it does happen. All of a sudden, it's not the break room, but it's out on like a company retreat. And next thing you know, you're getting a thing of water or wine. Mm-hmm. And that coworker that's been thinking about you is going to try to slide up on you.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the harassment happens.
But here's the thing. When does it cross the line? I think that's what these trainings need to go into. Because you think you're going to get 50 people all within a similar age range and think nothing romantic is going to happen ever?
Well, I do think there's a time and a place, but there's also, what a weird conversation. You know, it's...
Scott, should we date each other?
You know, maybe we should, just so we can make sure we're not crossing the lines.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, Caps has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at Caps guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
But there's also, like, if you ask once and you're rejected, from what I've learned on these trainings, is you leave it at that. it becomes harassment if you ask like five more times and you're still getting said no. Because now it's weird. And if it's in the workplace, even weirder.
Hey, date me. Please, please date me.
What are you doing on Friday? You want to go out? No. What are you doing Saturday? Do you want to go out? Then it's weird.
Yeah, but it is a hard line to toe because, I mean, what if you see someone in the office and you're like, well, I don't want them to think I'm harassing them. I just think they're cute.
Well, I think you're allowed one, like, what up?
One like, lobby.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say you have a crush on a girl in the sales pit, hypothetically.
Okay.
You want to make a move on the girl in the sales pit, but you don't want to get sent to HR.
Mm.
How are you doing this in a respectful manner?
Welcome
to HR training with the breakup breakdown.
Here's how I'd go about it. We'd be friendly in the office, but I wouldn't hit on her in the office because that's where the lines crossed. That's where I get sent to HR.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that goes sour, she could immediately go to HR and say I was harassing. That's horrible.
Okay.
But if we're friends on Instagram or Facebook and we've kind of had a little, you got to read it a little bit. If she shows any interest, then I might DM her and say, hey, we should grab drinks after work on Friday. Now I'm not in the office, so now it's not HR problems, right? That's how I gathered from those trainings.
I think HR rules translate past the wall.
I don't think so. I think it's a portal. When you walk into this building, you're now under the guidelines of HR.
So you can sexually harass someone at the bar after work? That's what I'm getting from you, Scotty.
No, I think it's inappropriate if I ask you in the break room right now while we're heating up the leftover sausage from the breakfast we had here at the station. That would be inappropriate. If it's like, yo, what are you doing? Okay, I think it's respectful. I think it's how you say it. This is where the training gets really complicated.
Because this is funny, because these are all the jokes that I make towards you, as I just make sausage jokes all the time. Is this where you tell me that I've been sexually harassing you?
I think it's different with us. I think
it is different.
Radio people are very weird. But if it's like we were just an accountant, and like we just casually every now and then talked in the break room, and then all of a sudden you're like, nice sausage.
That's so true.
Then it would be weird, because line has never been there.
Thank God we work in this industry, because I would have been fired several times.
You would have been harassing everybody.
People would be like, that girl from accounting really just loves a penis joke.
She has a lot of pent-up penis joke energy.
She getting laid. Like, what's going on?
She's really, that's where you get to HR. But if you casually mention it, like, you know, we should grab a drink on Friday. And they're like, no, you got to leave it at that. I don't think that's HR worthy.
Okay.
But if you do it twice, three times, you're harassing.
I feel like this is only really applicable for women because I feel like you could slap a dude across the face and be like, I like you. And they'd be like, what? You want to date me?
Yeah, it takes us a long time. And it takes a lot to harass us. Like, I think I've actually only been harassed like one actual time.
What happened?
I think it was, well, it was at an event. And let's just say that I was getting like just grabbed.
By a man or a woman?
I'd say both. It's happened both times.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who has it happened more with?
I would say X is probably pretty even.
Do they affect you equally emotionally? Or does one hit different?
No, I think it both the same playing field. Because if it's not expected, like I've definitely hoed myself out.
Yeah.
In this, like just, you know, wearing ridiculous outfits out and about in downtown where it's like, oh my gosh, Scott, you're literally in a Hooters outfit. The actual outfit from one of the Hooters employees. Uh-huh. So little tiny shorts, you know, showing a lot. And it's happened from both guys and girls, where let's say they just get a slap in. It still catches me off guard because I'm like, okay, now it's not so much of a joke. Now you actually touched me. Now it's kind of weird because I didn't give you permission to touch me.
Yeah, consent.
And so I understood that. I was like, okay, that is, I feel violated.
What would make you feel sexually harassed in the workplace?
Nothing. There's nothing here. I've done so many weird things in this office.
Yeah.
I've had dogs lick peanut butter off of me. I've had people treat me like a pinata and they literally beat the crap out of me with a stick as I stand there in like ornaments and prizes and they just beat the crap out of me. I've jogged in my boxers in the studio. Like I've stripped on the side of the road down to my underwear for the people of Tampa Bay. I've done it all. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
It's just, I think it's the handsy things. It's where I get touched where I'm like, okay, that's now too far. Now I'm uncomfortable. It's kind of like Fergie. It's like you could look, but if you touch, I'm going to drop it on you. I'm going to show some drama.
Oh.
You don't want no drama.
The only place you want to touch Scotty is right in the heart.
That's exactly right. You can touch me in the heart all day. And if I give you consent, if you say, oh, can I get a squeeze? You can get a squeeze.
Ooh, squeeze. I love this turned into sexual harassment conversation.
And now we're like,
I don't even think the episode had anything to do with sexual harassment. Anyway, thank you for tuning into this breakdown bonus episode. Show this to your HR. Maybe they'll find it beneficial.
This will be the next training.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.